Hello, and welcome to another episode of Painfully Honest, and I'm your host, Philip Whaling, and I think I forgot to record an episode yesterday, but I'm not sure because I've been recording them so late, so the time is off on my, like, anchor list, and I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty sure I forgot to, and it wasn't on purpose, and there's a lot that happened, and life is really weird and funny and just a big old joke, and my life is literally becoming a telenovela, and I don't even know where to begin, and there's so much that I'm processing and unpacking, and wow. So, deep breath. Breathe with me, y'all. And let's see, what to even unpack? So, I met up with both my exes today, which was very, I was with my, from a while ago ex, 2.5 years, we haven't talked in a while, I don't know if I've updated everyone on that, but we made up and things are good, not made up in the sense of like anything other than just cleared the air and, you know, there's no unspoken animosity or anything like that. And, yeah, made up in that sense that we're friends again. And so I ran into my most recent ex with my long-term ex. Wow, this is just, it's like, it really is a telenovela, like, literally going to the coffee store. So I've been avoiding my normal spot and I've been there 4 times in the past 2 weeks and I've run into Morgan 3 times. So if that doesn't tell you that I need to stop going there, I don't know what will. And I was on my way with Denny, who's my old ex. I don't even know my ex-ex, how to even explain all this, but we were on the way to a different coffee store, and there was traffic on, like, the main road to get there, and it looked really bad, and I was like, okay, I'm tired of this traffic, so I just randomly pulled off on a side street and headed to the old spot, not even thinking, and then, boom, lo and behold, who's there? Morgan. And so that was the situation that happened. And so Morgan and I talked, and that went well, and then Denny and I talked, and that went well, and what a life, what a crazy, funny life, and there's so many things that I want to talk about, and so many things that I really don't know how to even say or put into words, and the first one is, closure is a funny thing, because you never get the closure that you're expecting, and sometimes you never even get the closure you want, and the best kind of closure you can get is your own, like, self-fulfilling, or you're doing it, like, by yourself closure. So that's what I'm really learning. You can't expect the other person to give you closure as much as you want to. If you do, bravo, like, you got more than most people do, and if you don't, then, you know, tough titty, you're gonna have to fucking deal with it. So, I say that because I feel like I'm still looking for, closure isn't the right word, because I don't feel like Morgan and I are done. But then part of me is like, okay, well, you can't just stay fixated on that, and you can't put all your eggs into one basket. So I guess I am looking for some sort of closure, but that sounds like too, like, final, so I don't really like saying that. I guess I haven't really accepted it. But then on the flip side, I just realized today that she is just hung up on her ex. Like, this whole time, this whole year we've been dating, she's just been hung up on this dude. And it really was just driven home to me today and yesterday. And I, like, understand it, and I'm as compassionate as I can be, but I am also hurt. I'm like, what the hell? Like, really? I guess I have, like, gotten over, or, like, that's a big air quotes there, gotten over so many people that I don't see the point of being hung up on someone who's made it, like, pretty clear that, like, how they're gonna act. And that sounds ironic, because that's what I'm doing right now, I guess. Like, what a funny thing. I guess that is exactly what I'm doing right now, is, like, being hung up on someone who's made it pretty clear how they're gonna be or how they're gonna act. And so how can I even fault her, you know? At this point, how can I even fault Morgan for acting the way she acts or doing the things she does? Because in a way, I'm doing the exact same thing. That, I just came to that conclusion, and that just hit me like a ton of bricks. So here we go. Thanks for that. And, you know, we're living up to the namesake of this podcast for sure. Just a little water break, and I'm not to the editing part yet, so I think that's something I'm going to tackle in the new year, is editing and refining the podcast. So for right now, this month, and I already missed a dang day, I'm pretty sure I did, but this month is about just getting one episode out every day. And so my focus in the new year will be to improve the quality and have more, like, of a flow, might not be the right word, more of a structure to it. There we go. I would like it to flow, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't mind it being awkward in the first, like, I don't know, 10 iterations of this new style that I'm imagining, until I work out all the kinks. And I can never, ever, 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 let me just emphasize that. I don't think I can emphasize it enough. I can never, ever skip my morning routine ever, because I know it's not the real reason, but I definitely think that's partly to do with running into Morgan at Stardust. So I skipped my morning routine because I woke up late and I went straight to, like, pick up Denny and hang out. And so the timeline was set in motion that, like, we ran into Morgan, and if I would have just stayed that extra hour and done my morning routine, everything would have been fine, y'all. Everything would have been fine, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, moral of the story is, get over your ex. Maybe don't give up. If you don't want to, because I don't want to, but definitely let go and don't expect closure. Moral number one. Moral number two is, if you are still hung up on your ex and you are expecting some sort of closure, then be very careful. And this is on me as well. But I've noticed that I will project my feelings for someone that I'm hung up on onto someone else. And that is a very slippery slope. You don't want to go down that path, and definitely no one deserves that. No one deserves to be, like, the rebound-ish person. And yeah, those are my two morals for today. Painfully honest. Today has been painful and honest. And I love you all. Thanks for listening. Have a good morning, night, afternoon, day, brunch, whatever time you listen to this. See you later. Bye.